We welcome the first week of April and another full week of spring ahead. We have another wild coastal storm with more wind than last week coming at us. We continue to gain sunlight as we progress through the spring. All that and the weekly weather preview next on episode number 148 of Obsessed with the Weather. The Scituate weekly weather episodes of Obsessed with the Weather are brought to you by Scituate Family Dental, conveniently located right here on the Driftway in Scituate. Dr. Yardley, Dr. Murphy, and their team offer the best in dental care. As a client myself, I can't say enough great things about them. Our entire family is under their friendly, timely, and excellent dental care. You can learn more about them by visiting scituatefamilydental.com. That's scituatefamilydental.com to know more. They are the best.
Obsessed with the Weather is also brought to you by Weathering Scituate, by the Weathering Scituate Facebook group. Have you joined the group yet? If not, you're missing detailed daily weather forecasts, beach and boating updates during the summer, and update weather events impacting you and your interests here in Scituate. Go to Facebook and look up the group Weathering Scituate to join today.
Everywhere he goes, people want to know what's the weather, so he tells them. He's obsessed with the weather, any type of weather, he's obsessed.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 148 of the Obsessed with the Weather podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGuire, along with my co-host,
Nolan
McGuire. This podcast comes to you from the home of some of the world's most diverse weather, Scituate, Massachusetts, and the back of our garage. A reminder to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you're listening to your podcasts on. And after you listen, visit obsessedwiththeweather.com to learn more about the week's forecast coming up and listen to old episodes from the past. We have an excellent episode for you, but we'll get there. It's going to be quiz time here in a second, but first, we welcome in Nolan McGuire for some springtime questions. Noli, happy spring.
Happy spring.
Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Were you visited by the Easter Bunny?
I was.
Yes. And what was your big Easter Bunny gift?
I got a Carmelo, like the chocolate.
Sweet. Very good. That's very good. So that's exciting. So happy Easter for those that celebrate. Happy springtime. Although I hate to say it, it's not going to feel like it again. After 3 inches of rain last week, we're looking at another massive rainstorm coming up in a rainy week ahead. So, Noli, let's talk. It's springtime. Now we're talking spring sports. We're transitioning from basketball into
baseball.
And what other activity do you do in the spring?
Oh, and soccer as well.
Great. Spring baseball and soccer. And then what else do you do for soccer?
I referee soccer as well.
All right. Will you tell us a little bit about that whole process and what you went through and what it's all about? Go for it.
Like, if you want to just referee like the little kid, like first through like fifth grade games, like you can just like do it. Like, there's not really like much you have to do. But like, if you want to referee like the travel, like town games and like across Massachusetts, you have to get certified with a like program called U.S. Referees.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Will you take us through what you did?
So like, you just have to watch like a lot of like videos. That's like, there's like different segments. And then after that, you have to go to like a class, basically, like a Zoom call or whatever.
Okay.
Where they just talk to you about,
scenario work, right? They put you through scenario work.
Yeah, like they just kind of talk to you about like the laws of the game, like the rules and stuff. I remember they made like a huge deal about like you can't wear like earrings.
Yep.
Like you have to, like hurt, it doesn't even matter if they like just got them and you have to like ask them to take it out.
All right, it's a big one. And then you had an in-person.
Oh, yeah, you have to go to an in-person class after where like you practice like the signals.
Okay,
great. It's like a two-hour class. And then you're certified for the whole year. You don't really have to do anything else after that.
Do you have to recertify?
Yeah, like once a year. You think you said to go to like a Zoom class or an in-person session.
Got it. Can you talk a little bit about you reffed, how many games did you say you reffed last year?
I refereed about like probably six.
Okay, so you just
I refereed like for like the last 3 weeks of the season.
Great, in the fall.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're just getting started. Can you talk a little bit about, two questions about this now. This is kind of awesome. How much does the weather impact refereeing? And do you remember anything from the courses that talked about the weather
at yeah, all? Yeah, I remember there was this like really like bad like video of like this girl. She like talked for like 5 minutes. I remember she was like how to hold the flag when it's windy.
Okay.
You just hold the flag normally. Like, I don't know what she was saying. And it usually, like, the weather usually just, like, how cold it is. Like, I'll wear, like, a long or a short sleeve.
Got it. And they have referee shirts, right?
Yeah.
Official referee shirts.
Different colors and stuff.
Are they long and short sleeve?
Yeah, I have a long and a short sleeve one.
Great. So, obviously, the weather has an impact on that. Great. And do you tell kids, have you had a rainy game yet?
No.
Okay, so if you do have a rainy game, will you tell kids about being safe in the rain and slipping, or will you just ref the game?
Yeah, probably. Maybe my head referee can do that.
Yeah, yeah, great. So you're an assistant referee.
Yeah.
Could you be a head referee?
Yeah. There's no separate cert. There's separate certifications if you want to be like a regional referee.
Okay.
And then like if you want to be like an assigner, there's a whole different like you like assign games to people. Great. It's a whole different thing.
Whole level, different level. Yeah. Love it. All right, that's awesome. Good stuff. So we're coming into the spring season here now. Let's hope it starts to feel like it. It certainly has not really yet. Spring sports are about to be impacted by the rain coming up. We'll talk all about that. But first, it's quiz time, April 1st. So if you're listening on Easter Sunday, today is the final day of March. And I alluded to it last week. Typically, they say that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Wasn't much of a lion to start, kind of lammy today. If we get enough sunlight, we could see 56 for a high, maybe even 60, but we'll talk about that in a second. So first, it's quiz time. April 1st, tomorrow, marks the date of a large snowstorm in Boston. So the two questions are, what year did that snowstorm happen? And the bonus question is, how much snow did Boston get on April 1st of the year the snow fell? So process that while we're talking. Let's look at the week overall and some highlights. It looks like another week of rain, wind, and possibly snow. What did you think of this winter, Noel?
We didn't really get, like, any snow.
Right.
But, like, we had, like, that one time where the transformer went out, so we got to go out of school.
Yeah, that was a wind event.
Yeah, like, they knocked out, like, the main transformer in, like, Hanover.
Yep, crazy, big wind event, so... the Wednesday-Thursday storm this week is worth watching for wind issues and power outages. Please stay tuned to Weathering Scituate. We'll tell you more about that. The sunrise this week goes back before 6:15 a.m., and the sunset is now after 7:15 p.m. So, Noel, what's something awesome that we were doing with those glasses? Tell us all about those, because we're getting ready for the eclipse in a week. Go ahead.
Like when you look at, like, the eclipse glasses, like, you only can see the sun. Like, I thought you could see everything, but, like, you literally can just see the sun. Like, it's, like, pitch black.
Nothing else.
Yeah, just the sun.
So if you haven't gotten your eclipse glasses yet, you want to do that. However, if you do have them, you can safely look at the sun now. It's pretty awesome, actually. That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty awesome, so... this week, we're going to gain 19 minutes and 42 seconds of sunlight. Our best chance for rain and precipitation this week. Here we go, gang. Looks like Tuesday afternoon, so Tuesday morning looks fine. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you have kids that play outdoor sports, those are going to be impacted from a practice standpoint and from other things as well.
What time will like the rain be like on Wednesday?
All day. Looks like a complete rain out. Yep, absolute, like total rain out. So the warmest day of the week looks like Monday. So if you're listening on Sunday, it's going to be tomorrow with a high temperature of 49 degrees. Monday is also the pick of the week. It looks like cloudy and 49, but we'll get to those details. So Monday is your pick of the week. The coldest day of the week is going to be Wednesday. That's why we have a possible chance of snow. A high temperature on Wednesday only of 41 degrees and a wind chill that's going to feel below that. Noel, any guess on our average high temperature for the first week of April?
54.
All right. How about the average low temperature?
26.
Great. Good guess. So our average high temperature for the first week of April is 51 degrees. The average low is 36. Ready? Sorry, everybody. We're going to be well below the average high temperature all week. Well below. So it's going to be cold. I don't know how else to say it. However, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The long-range forecast does look like have us warming up into the 60s next week, which looks pretty awesome. So I think we'll take 60 next week, but we'll get to all those details as we go along. So if you're listening on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, if we get enough sun, it's going to be partly cloudy and 51, and I'm going to turn it over to Nolan to take it nice and slow for the rest of the week, starting with Monday. Noel, the pick of the week, by the way, Monday.
Monday, it's going to be 49. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 40.
Okay.
On Tuesday, it's going to be like afternoon showers with a high of 44 and a low of 38. On Wednesday, it's going to be rainy and windy with a high of 41 and a low of 37.
We're watching a chance maybe for some snow overnight Wednesday. Go ahead, Noel.
Yeah, it's going to be like a lot of rain that day. Like, yep. Over an inch.
Yep.
On Thursday, there's going to be a high of 43 and a low of 36, and it's going to be rainy and windy again. And then on Friday, there's a chance of rain with snow showers with a high of 43 and a low of 37.
Crazy.
Wait. Yeah. How would it snow if it's 37?
Good question. So the atmosphere can support snow if it's above freezing.
Oh. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a high of 43 with a low of 36. It's going to be mostly cloudy with no rain.
Great.
And on Sunday, it's going to be a high of 47 and a low of 38. It's going to be mostly sunny.
All right, good. And hopefully we're turning the corner here as we've talked a little bit about just big picture. So just so everybody knows, the other thing about snow at this time of the year is the sun angle, even if it's cloudy, the sun angle really is too high to support a lot of snow, but up north at elevation, absolutely a chance of snow. So I would not rule out some snow possibility in Scituate, but as of right now, nothing crazy snow-wise, but please stay tuned to Weathering Scituate. We'll tell you more. Okay, here we go. Answer to the quiz question. So the quiz question this week was, April 1st marks the date of a large snowstorm in Boston. What year? How much snow? Take it away, Noli. What do you got?
1996. And 15 inches.
Love it. You're off by 1 year.
Was it 1997?
Yep. Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to read all the data from the National Weather Service. Prior to the storm, Boston received, so let's take a step back. On Sunday, March 30th, how about this? Boston was sunny with a high temperature of 63 degrees 2 days before. A cold front passed early the next day, dropping the temperature into the 40s. And just below, before dawn, light rain began to fall. This is going to get to your question here, Noel. In Boston, the rain began to mix with wet snow. If it's cold enough up top in the atmosphere and it rains hard enough, it actually pulls down cold air. So Boston began to rain and mix with snow mid-morning and eventually turned to wet snow and became heavier later in the day. And it snowed from 7 to midnight, and snow fell at least 1 inch an hour. And then during the peak of the storm, from about 11 p.m. on March 31st to 3 a.m., snow fell in Boston at the rate of 3 inches an hour, which is like kind of unheard of. Numerous lightning strikes, thunderclaps accompanied the extremely heavy snow, which accumulated a foot in those 4 hours. The final total, 26.5 inches.
Wow.
On April 1st, right? So everybody, obviously, it's affectionately referred to as the April Fool's storm, obviously. So imagine that. Unbelievable, right? So, all right. That wraps up the episode. Thanks for being here, Noel.
You're welcome.
Great to hear from Nolan McGuire and all those getting ready for spring sports. Visit obsessedwiththeweather.com to learn more about today's show and upcoming episodes. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you listen to your podcasts on. Get ready to build an ark. We have another week of rain. Your sump pump's going to be cranking. Make sure that's ready to go. And I would kick the tires on your generator we are going to get some crazy wind Wednesday, Thursday. So it certainly is not a bad idea. So happy Easter to those listening that are celebrating Easter, and we hope you have an awesome week.